So when people say to me, Brett, the doing two 8-beds is very similar to doing one 16, it's nowhere near it. It's not even close, right? It is actually 5 8-beds. 5 8-beds to equal the profit of one 16-bed. What would you rather do? Would you rather have one 16-bed or 5 8-beds? That's 16 grandmas or 40 grandmas. Which one is gonna be easier to manage? Welcome back to Assisted Living Investing with me, your host, Brett Schottkavis. I own and operate Platinum Resort Assisted Living with my beautiful wife, Laura, in Georgetown, Texas, and I wanna show you how you can create financial freedom through the vehicle of assisted living. So today, let's get into this in detail because I wanna show you a case study. I wanna show you what the profit looks like on having one 16-bedroom memory care mansion, one of them, versus if you went and built 2 8-beds. So I have a lot of people who say to me, Brett, your mansion sounds awesome, but I'm a little bit nervous about the numbers, right? Maybe it's too hard for me to get the loan, or perhaps I just sounds easier to start with one 8-bed and then, you know, have a second 8-bed, right? Isn't that the same? People ask, like, isn't it the same if I have 2 8-beds versus one 16? And so I want to show you how far from true that is. It is drastically different, the profit from one 16 versus having 2 8-beds. So I want to share the numbers with you here. I want to show you what the income, the expenses, and the profit looks like if you're going to build one 16. And we'll take side-by-side comparisons. If we're doing the exact same product, we'll show you what that looks like. So let's break this down. If you are going to build new construction, you're going to build a 8-bed assisted living, and you're gonna build a 16-bed assisted living. And then the 8, you're actually gonna do 2 of them. So I'll show you what the numbers look like for one, and then we'll double it for number 2. Some of these expenses have been cut down on the 8-bed to say, here's how I would actually do it, right? I am sharing some of my expenses. This is how I would practically do it. And those are gonna be accounted for in the numbers we're gonna talk about today. Let's start here with our income. Now, let's say you're going to build a luxury product, right? Your 16-bed is beautiful, it's gorgeous, it's gonna be high-end, it's gonna have a chef, it's gonna have a manager, it's gonna have a salon, right? All of those things. So you're gonna be at $8,000 a month. That is where I'm at currently right now, 2024. I'm at $8,000 per month on my memory care mansion. Now, you're also gonna do the same high-end luxury product on your 8-bed. You're gonna build 2 of them. They are going to be a little bit smaller in the building size, but still 8 private rooms, private baths with a chef, with a salon, and you'll have a manager and you'll share the manager between the 2 buildings. So let's talk through these numbers here. You're at 8,000 on 16 beds versus 8,000 on 8 beds plus 8 beds. So same thing. So your income is the same. Your income is 128,000, right? I am a huge proponent that I want to be north of 100K a month for income. If I can break 100K a month, then I can really set myself up for financial freedom and afford to be able to pull myself out of the business. So you'll see at the end of the episode what the net profit looks like between the 116 and the 28s. So let's talk about what is our mortgage cost. We're gonna be building these things. So I'm gonna say on my 16 bed, I'm gonna be building 8,000 square feet at about $200 a square foot. So that's 1.6. Then there's gonna be extra things that need to go in there, right? There's gonna be furniture and FF&E. There's gonna be interest reserves, all these kind of things, right? It'll probably push me over 2 million. So let's just say we have a loan of $2 million. That's the land, that's the building, that's everything we're gonna need. We're leveraging the bank to get all of these things. So $2 million, right? If I am at a 7% interest rate with taxes, so my mortgage is roughly about $15,000 per month. Okay, that's my principal and my interest. We're not gonna count insurance. I'm gonna put that in a different column. Okay, so 15K a month on the big 16-bed memory care mansion. Okay, so on the other side, if I built new construction, 8 beds, I wanna build 2 8-bed assisted livings, and they don't need to be as large as the 16, but they're not gonna be half the size, right? They're gonna be bigger than half the size because I still need the kitchen and the big great room and all those kind of things. So if I built 5,000 square feet for each of these 8 beds, at about $200 a square foot, that puts me at about $1 million, okay? But again, same idea. I need to borrow additional funds there, right? There's gonna be furniture, there's gonna be appliances, there's gonna be working capital, there's gonna be interest reserves, there's gonna be change orders, all these other things. So let's borrow $1.2 million per 8-bed, right? So I'm gonna borrow that twice. And let's just say you build it with the same loan and I'm going to have one loan for $2.4 million. So I'll show you what those numbers look like. All right, so my $1.2 million loan, again, at the same interest rate of 7%, including what my taxes are going to look like, I'll be about $8,000 per month. So if I'm having two of these mortgage payments, I'm going to be at $16,000 per month, right? So I actually have a higher mortgage payment, mortgage and taxes on the 2 8 beds than I do on my 116. But it's not a huge difference, but it is a little bit higher. So next, let's talk about payroll. The payroll is going to be the biggest difference between the two of them. So here's what my payroll is going to look like. On my 16 bed, I'm going to have two caregivers around the clock. 24/7, I'm going to have two caregivers there, and I'm going to pay about $18 an hour. That's currently what I pay right now. Two people, $18 an hour, 24/7, 365. Then I have a chef. My chef is about 40, 45 hours a week at $20 an hour. And that chef is going to be there, my one chef. Then I have one manager. So let's just assume that I pay my one manager $60,000 per year. They're on salary. So if I add all of those things up and then I take an average of what I am paying now for payroll taxes, my monthly payroll is about $39,500. That is for my 16-bed memory care mansion. Now let's take a look at the other side, because you're really going to have two separate buildings here, and therefore you almost are doubling your staff. We'll save a little bit of money here, but let's talk through this. Again, I want to come from the perspective of I'm having a luxury product. In this example, I'm charging $8,000 for rent, right? So we're not cutting corners here on staffing. So ultimately, I still have two caregivers around the clock. That's two caregivers 24/7 for one building, two caregivers 24/7 for the second. So right there, we have doubled. That is the same for my chef. I'm going to have one chef in building A, one chef in building B at 40 hours a week. And they'll probably stagger their schedules and things to be able to overlap. But still, my numbers are the same. $20 an hour at 40, 45 hours a week, now times two. So I've doubled my expenses on those two areas. My manager, this is where I've saved. I've actually kept the numbers the same, because my one manager can at $60,000 can also run both of these buildings. If I have 2 8 beds, I'm going to save that some of that money there, and that one manager is going to run all of it. So here's what it looks like. If I'm going to have just 1 8 bed, looking at payroll for that, that's $37,000. It was only about $2,500 cheaper than my 16, because I'm only saving money on the manager. So $37,000 is per month for 1 8 bed. Now I got to double that. That's $74,000 in expenses just in payroll to run both of these 8 beds. This is the hugest difference between these categories. This is why I think that the double 8 bed model does not work. It's not going to help you out. So you may say, hey, Brett, you know, I'm going to lower my staffing. I'm going to only have one caregiver a night. And you could. And if you did, you would probably save about $3,500 per month per building. So maybe a total of $7,000. You'd be able to save $7,000 between the two buildings. And I promise you this, you do that and you will be working more night shifts than you've ever dreamed of. If you only have one caregiver there at night, they will call in sick. It's gonna happen. But for me, with the 16 bed, I have two there. If someone calls in sick, there's another person there. It's not a lot of work at night, but when work does happen, you typically need two people. If somebody falls, you need two people. So you know what? You are going to be the slave to your business if you're running it this way. So I highly advise you don't do it. So let's keep going here. What's next is your operating expenses. This is every little thing that you can think of, and maybe you can't think of some of them. This is where all your insurance is. This is where your utilities are. This is where your food is. All your PPE, all your toilet paper, everything is in this one category. So for me, on my luxury 16-bed memory care mansion, it's about $11,000 per month. Now, on the flip side, if I'm going to build 2 8 beds, I'm going to cut down some of these expenses. I'm going to be able to save money on some of these things. So it actually got me down to $7,000 per building. Okay. But technically, I have $14,000 between the two of them. So it's actually higher. So every category, my mortgage, my payroll, my operating expenses have been higher to have 2 8 beds than it has been to have 1 16. All right. So let's total up these expenses. To run one luxury memory care mansion that's a 16 bed, it's about $65,500. That's pretty close to what I'm spending right now. On the other side, if you were gonna build two identical 8 beds and treat them like a luxury product, you would be spending $104,000 a month between the two of them. It's a huge difference between that. So now let's look at the profit. Our incomes are the same, $128,000. You have 128,000 minus 65,500. That puts you at a profit of 62,500. That's for the 16 bed, right? If you're going to look at the other side, if you're going to look at your 2 8 beds, you have the same income, 128,000 minus your 104,000 in expenses for both of them. That leaves you at a profit of 24,000. And that's 24,000 for two buildings, right? Really 12 and 12. Now, the biggest catch here is that this is 100% occupied. We're never 100% occupied, right? Like, we are almost always full and we have a big wait list. But nevertheless, when I do financial projections, I never put 100% occupancy. I'll put 95%, right? So that may drop us down from 65,000 net to 58,000 net. And that is still a huge home run deal. I love those kind of numbers. That's incredible numbers. But let's look at the other side. I have my 2 8 beds that net me 24,000 combined. If I took 95% occupancy there and dropped that 7,000, I would be under 20 grand. I'd be at 18,000. And that's if everything goes right. That's not counting for overtime and all sorts of different things that come into this. So when people say to me, Brett, the doing 2 8 beds is very similar to doing 1 16. It's nowhere near it. It's not even close, right? It is actually 5 8 beds. 5 8 beds to equal the profit of 1 16 bed. What would you rather do? Would you rather have 1 16 bed or 5 8 beds? That's 16 grandmas or 40 grandmas. Which one is going to be easier to manage? That's 2 caregivers on at one time versus 10 caregivers on at one time. How many no-call no-shows are you going to have to cover when you have 10 caregivers on at one time? It is not worth it. This is not a plan that you should follow. I hear a lot of times, hey, I want to start small. I want to get my feet wet. I want to get experience. And then I'll do a 16. I'll do a bigger deal after that. No, you're really not going to. What's going to happen is you're going to get stuck in your business. You're going to feel trapped. You're going to make $0. And then you're going to sell. You're going to be like, this doesn't work. Assisted living is stupid. It's not stupid. You're doing the wrong kind of deal. Don't start with a bad deal thinking I'm going to grow and do a great deal. You're not going to grow and do a great deal. You're just going to quit. You're going to give up because you're like, I don't like this. I'm going to try something totally different. Let's get into apartment investing, right? Like, you can do this, but you have to start with a home run of a deal. So I can tell you firsthand from my experience that this type of deal has been life-changing for me. It provides incredible finances. It provides an extra strategy where as soon as I want to sell, I have a multi-million dollar retirement plate waiting for me. So if you want to learn more about how you can open a 16-bed luxury memory care mansion, click on the link below. You can sign up for our free foundation training. I go through 17 different models teaching you how you can open your own assisted living mansion. Thanks for joining me today. I will see you on the next one.